John, this is part of the conversation that probably Megan didn't realize would be on the air. When the two of you, Megan Benage, who is a ecologist, right?
Prairie ecologist, yep.
You started asking her about where she got interested in science.
Yeah.
And let's take a listen to this part of the conversation.
I never set out to be, I should have said this, I should have given props to my high school science teacher, but I was going to be a writer. So my whole life, I told my mom, I had informed my mom since kindergarten that I was going to be a writer. And then in 12th grade, I took environmental science at Little Rock Central High in Arkansas. And my science teacher handed me my textbook, which we had to pay for our textbooks. So this was a pretty big deal that she was giving me the textbook that she then paid for with her own money. She gave me the textbook and she said, Megan, I really need you to consider a career in environmental science. We need people who are good communicators. We have lots of fabulous scientists who are really smart and they're really knowledgeable. But what we need most are people who can break the science down and help make it understandable. And you are a good communicator and we need you on our team in this. And I changed my major and went to school for environmental science and then transferred to Purdue sophomore year and went to school for wildlife science and then got a master's in prairie restoration ecology. So she kind of changed the whole course of where I was headed.
I work with a lot of fifth grade students doing phenology around the state. And getting the kids out and giving them a list of things that I want them to check on. And I do everything I can to encourage young girls to get into science because it is such a rewarding career. The PhD woman that I work for is at Oak Ridge National Labs, and she is an expert on soils and root growth.
And, oh, wonderful.
Every time I get the chance, when she comes up here, well, it's only happened once before the COVID-19 thing came along, but I had her and three of her technicians. One was a postdoc, and the other two were techs, and I had the four of them, all women, in my class here in Grand Rapids talking to the kids. And it just, you just can't believe what a difference that makes for some of those girls. They just get a chance to see that and they go, hey, I could do that. I like
the
that.
Difference in seeing yourself in it. So we forget that it matters who's speaking, right? And so if you're a young girl and you don't see anybody like you, it's harder for you to imagine that you could be the first person to do that job or break the mold and do it. And so I am very appreciative of you that you do that and that you recognize that, because it's so important. I think I've had a lot, I'm getting more involved with Mankato State University down here, or that's at least my secret plan. And so we got to do a field trip with them last year where we took their students out. And I actually had one of the female students pull me aside later and say to me that she was so appreciative that I wear makeup in the field and I can still do my job. I just laughed and I said, well, yeah, I'm still a girl. I still get to be a girl and be out here. So she just felt like, you know, that she had to kind of be a certain way if she was going to be able to be successful. And she was telling me that I kind of empowered her to feel like, no, she could be a woman and also be a scientist, and those things don't have to be mutually exclusive.
Yeah, it makes me smile. I'm just thinking about all of that, and what a great voice you are for women in science and for the prairies. And your teacher was prescient to recognize your ability, because you really are a good speaker. It's fun to listen to you.
Oh, thank you, John. I really appreciate that. I love doing the podcast. It's definitely a labor of love. I mean, you know this.
Yep.
You have a podcast. It takes more time than people think it takes.
It's only a half hour podcast. How long could it take? Half an hour, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then all the prep you do to put into it and research and, oh my gosh. Yeah, it takes forever, but I just find the work that you do fascinating, and I'm really excited that I have recognized in you definitely another continuous learner. I love that you take all these classes. all around to learn even more. And I just think that's what's going to make the difference for the prairie and the woods and the sloughs and the rivers and streams of Minnesota in the long term.
Yeah. Yeah. They all need attention. They all need a spokesman. And my, you've really stepped up as a spokesman for the prairie.
That's Jen Latimer talking with Megan Benage. No, Benage.
Benage. Rhymes with cabbage.
There we go. And we're going to hear the full conversation about Grassland Month and prairies in our extra hour of the morning show. But we got a little feel there for her, where that passion came from.
Yeah, that was fun. And I didn't expect that to get used, but we completed our interview and we were just sitting talking. And I thought, I'm just going to let the tape player run here and we're just going to catch this and maybe we'll catch something. And that really was nice.
Yeah, real people talking about the things that matter to them. That's what you get when you tune in to KEXE, KBXE. We've had phone calls of support this morning to 800-662-5799. We need one bell over there, John.
One bell coming.
Leslie Noel and Aaron Hebler from Shevlin pledging their support.
Oh.
They're going to get the new Sasquatch T-shirt. You can get that at when you pledge your support to Northern Community Radio. It's lake colored and it's got Sasquatch on there and the forest and the sunset, and
it's a
cool
gorgeous
thing to get, and then you don't have to go out in public and buy a shirt.
No.
Right?
Perfect.
800-662-5799.
We receive support